question. Like, I asked that question at once.
Suzanne Pierce.
Hi, Suzanne. This is Amy Chiu calling from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Hi, Amy. I'm fine. I definitely owe you a response. I am still working with Visa, and the problem is with Visa.
Okay.
I'm trying to get these guys to respond, and I'm, you know, really very disappointed, really unhappy with these guys.
Yeah.
They've given us the bum steer, wrong steer, two times.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, we completed the application for you, and then they came back and they said they needed the application, which I complete, and I completed it, and I've submitted it twice.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, and they won't give me a confirmation number. I've had them, you know, immediately notify them and said, hey, what's going on here?
Right.
They've sort of taken it. At first they thought it was a technical problem. Now they're wondering, you know, what application is required. And, I mean, this is just beyond my comprehension. Because
right.
we've had an agent bank program for, you know, 10 years. There are lots of other issuers who have agent bank programs. It's like, you know, what's going on here?
Right.
So, you know, I've given them until today. I'm going to give our relationship manager a call, you know, directly and say, you know, come on, let's get to the bottom of this. This is just absurd.
Okay.
And so, you know, very unhappy about that. I've escalated it, you know, within Fifth Third. You know, I am working with the Fifth Third Visa relationship manager at Visa.
Right.
So,
mm-hmm.
You know, we're trying to bring some pressure to these guys. It's just crazy. And I apologize for that, and I'm just as frustrated as you are.
Yeah, it's just been, you know, a long process, it seems, that's just been drawn out, you know, beyond my comprehension as well. And
oh,
so,
yeah. I mean, it's just inexcusable, and it's just, you know, the problem is on their side. We've, you know, every time they tell us to do something, we've done it, and we don't get a response. And sometime later when they're pushed, they come back and they say, well, we think it's something else. It's like, what do you mean? You know, there's a task for this.
Yeah.
And furthermore, Bank of Cardiff has been our customer for years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's because Visa, somehow or other, doesn't have documentation, existing documentation on their side. So it's like, well, your record keeping is bad.
Right.
You know, it's not ours. It's yours.
So
yeah.
On the Visa side, are you working with, like, their compliance team? I actually used to work at Visa from 2011 to 2014. Not on compliance, but maybe there's somebody that I can get in touch with, or I don't want to be crossing, you know, the incorrect channels, but I was just curious.
Yeah. Well, yeah, interestingly enough, I mean, first of all, you probably don't know the name, but a guy named Tom Sweeney is the relationship manager. I don't know if you've ever heard of him. But, you know, a lot of these issues go to their North American licensing group.
Okay.
Licensing. So if you know anybody over there, and I'm going to pull up a couple names here that have been associated with this. I have just, you know, a gigantic file on this. It's just absurd. So, yeah, and it's absolutely put in a call to these guys. If you can wake somebody up, it's just unbelievably difficult to get their attention and their focus on this. And it just couldn't even be happening in the first place.
Yeah. I just know that, you know, there's a lot of changes going on with that, you know, corporation, and they have, like, you know, a lot of incentives right now with, you know, the EMV change and liability shift, and they're also, you know, launching their partnership with Costco, so I keep up with them and know that they just have a lot of moving pieces constantly.
Yeah, so a woman, and here's the woman who's really at a point right now. Her name is Karen Kim, that's K-I-M. Karen Kim, she's a senior account manager.
Okay.
Again, you know, Guy Tom Sweeney seems to delegate a lot of things to her. She's global account management at Visa. I'll even give you her phone number. It's 571-439-7731.
571-439. Can you repeat the last?
7731.
7731. Okay.
So she's really been the point person. You know, there have been, again, a couple names previously involved here, and I'm just going to go down through this long string of emails. A woman named Suzanne Nielsen.
Okay.
And another one, Patricia Lindsay. Let me see if I can't hear. I think that they're in the licensing area. Yeah, Patricia Lindsay is Global Client Licensing.
Okay.
She's in Washington. And I did a lot of contract work for Visa at one point.
Yeah.
So do you it's a complex organization for sure.
Okay. So have you had issues with like any of your other partner banks, or is this this just ours in a particular that they seem unresponsive to?
Well, this we haven't, because we haven't had documentation issues. This this whole thing arose when we submitted your traditional, your regular card design for EMV.
Okay.
And we had to, for all of the EMV plastics we issued, we had to submit card designs for approval. So, they seem to have, everybody's documentation on file except for yours. And they said, well, we don't have documentation here.
Okay.
And that's where the whole thing started.
It's like,
well, why not? The Bank of Cardiff has been our customer for years, and we've been issuing cards on their behalf, through our Asian Bank program, and
sure.
They just seem to be clueless on it. So the latest was, I submitted an Infinity co-brand application.
Okay.
Through their brand, their BMAS system, online system.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to go nowhere. So, we're trying to figure out. And then, the most recent I had from Karen Kim was probably, early last week was, well, we're not sure that the Infinity co-brand agreement is required. And it's like, well, I've completed every type of agreement you have.
Right.
So, what is the documentation? And we cannot get an answer.
Wow. That's frustrating.
Yeah, and it's just, you take a deep breath, say, okay, I'm going to dive back into this and start, ruffling feathers and trying to wake these guys up and get some kind of response.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been really, very frustrating is all I can say.
Yeah, okay. I mean, you can just understand our concern is we don't, for compliance reasons, we just want to make sure that we're legally authorized to have Visa on the cards that we are continuing to, issue to customers and whatnot.
Right. So, again, we're, keep in mind, and because it will come down, if you talk to somebody, the terminology, Fifth Third is the issuer. It's technically the issuer here.
Okay.
And it's branded, with your logo, but we are the issuer. So, at the end of the day, it's Fifth Third on the line. You're soliciting applications.
Mm-hmm.
But, we own those customer relationships and we are the issuer. So, again, that's what we constantly have to tell them that. And, this is why this is, like a co-brand or an Infinity type program. Your logo appears on the front rather than ours.
Mm-hmm.
But it appears on the bank, and we are the issuer.
Okay. Also, in regards, just to change topics, but, I got the letter from, I think it's from Scott Wagner, just indicating that TCM Bank has assumed ownership of Fifth Third.
Right.
Okay.
Let me tell you about that a little bit. So, Fifth Third Bank, a couple months ago, made a strategic decision to sell the portfolio.
Okay.
And it was either, invest a lot and triple the size of it, or, exit the business. And so, they had to make a tough choice, because this is a great line of business, and we've got, great partners like you guys, and Fifth Third has been doing this for a long time.
Right.
But they just don't have the resources to do everything they need to do. So they're focusing on, the credit card that they sell in their own, 13-state footprint to their own, Fifth Third customers, and they're exiting the agent bank partnership. So the portfolio was sold to TCM Bank, and they're a very interesting group. You've probably never heard of that bank before.
Yeah, I haven't.
Maybe not. They are a specialized bank. They are owned by the Independent Community Bankers Association.
Okay.
The biggest trade group, headquartered in Washington, D.C., for smaller institutions. and they have a very active agent bank credit card portfolio, and the issuing bank is TCM Bank, which they own.
Mm-hmm.
So TCM Bank is created and only does this type of business. They are a credit card issuing bank only.
Okay.
And they issue for, you know, partners and for, you know, smaller institutions who want to participate, you know, in this program. Most of them, a lot of them, are members of the Independent Community Bankers Association. You don't need to be a member of it.
Uh-huh.
You know, but it was created, you know, to serve the membership, and then they expanded it, you know, to anybody who wanted to participate in an agent bank program. So their portfolio is bigger than ours, which is kind of nice, which is also an indicator that they're serious and about this business. They are focused on it, and they really know the market segment. They know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So we vetted a number of, you know, potential buyers, and these guys really stood out. Because they understand this market very well. They understand the operations. They have acquired portfolios before, and they know how to transition them.
Okay.
Another really nice thing about TCM Bank is that they purchased our bins, and they are right now contracting with the same service providers that we use to support the program. And so that adds up to a very smooth transition.
Okay.
So somewhere down the road, and I can't tell you when because we really don't have a timeline and we don't have details. That's all being put together now.
Sure.
But somewhere down the road, TCM Bank will probably reissue all the cards. I got to think that that's going to be after the first of the year, but I have no idea really how quickly they can do it or not.
I see.
You know, there's a lot of stuff to be done. But they would reissue the cards, and just, you know, the primary difference would be it would have TCM Bank issuer on the back.
Okay.
You know, rather than Fifth Third Bank.
Sure.
So they are the new issuer. Otherwise, things stay the same. But the nice thing about the bins and the processor is that when they reissue cards, it's pretty likely that they will not have to change account numbers.
Okay.
So, you know, you'll get a new card that's going to have the same account number on it. It would have an updated expiration date because it's a new
card.
And it would have an updated security code, but it would have the same account number on it. That's what we're driving toward.
Okay, so it's just less of a change for the customer.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And then
kind of behind the scenes.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of one of the technical things, but it's easier on the customer. They have to make fewer changes. For instance, if they have, you know, automated payments or something set up, they don't have to change the account number. If their automated payment requires a new expiration date, they probably would have to update that expiration date.
Sure.
But it's just it makes things easier and more familiar to the cardholder.
Okay.
And then there are some advantages. So the products themselves that are offered align perfectly with what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And which is really nice. And there is the potential, because they have it on their existing platform, for a business cash rewards card. We have a business rewards card today. It's a points program. And if you sort of want to get cash out of it, you can request a gift card, for instance.
Okay.
But they literally have a cash reward card for business. So I would see that down the road they would want to offer that as well. They're probably not going to have it anytime. They got to go build that product on you know, their new platform here. But,
okay.
It's our platform. But, you know, things like that. The other thing is that, you know, and I don't know, you know, to what extent, in fact, I believe that you guys, in fact, I'm sure you guys have links on your website to the online application.
Correct.
ManageMyCreditCard.com.
So, yes.
Like the online application, they can accept, we today only accept consumer applications online. They accept consumer and business, which is great. They also brand that website with your logo.
Okay.
So, you know, some nice differences like that, where they're a little step ahead of us in some of those details, you know, that you know, we would want for our program as well. They have some of those things already, which
I see.
Great. I even think that the cardholder website is branded with your logo as well, which is great. You know,
okay.
So it just looks more like you, and it just extends your branding through all of these channels and all of these program components. So, you know, that those are really nice things to have. So, you know, those are some things that you all can look forward to In terms of, you know, when all these changes are going to take place, we don't know yet. We haven't seen a detailed plan. And
sure.
We're meeting regularly and discussing and working with them and, you know, really working arm in arm with the, with these guys. And, you know, they're you know, very nice folks. We like them a lot. And so they're coming up the learning curve, as are we. As I'm having conversations with partners like you, I'm giving them feedback, say, hey, these are the concerns. You know, make sure you're able to answer these kinds of questions and stuff. So in terms of communications, we will absolutely communicate with you guys as soon as we have some good factual stuff to communicate.
Okay.
You know, we don't want to, you know, get everybody riled up and engaged, but really not be able to answer the questions that we know are coming.
Sure.
Like, we can anticipate what you guys need to know, what you want to know.
But
I'll assure you that, you know, we will inform you and, you know, you will be engaged with that stuff. In particular, anything that would impact a cardholder or, you know, result in a change to a cardholder, you guys will know about it first.
And okay.
We will equip you to address questions that, that, you know, customers may have. They may walk in your institution and say, hey, you know, why did I get this in the mail? You'll
right.
be familiar with it. So, you know, I constantly, you know, prioritize and emphasize to these guys, you know, let's be prepared to do this. This is what you're going to need, and this is, you know, how we're going to, this is the information that we're going to have to be able to provide. And
okay.
So, you know, that's important to us. At any point, if you just, you know, have any, or anybody in your, you know, at Bank of Cardiff has a question, just feel free to pick up the phone, just as you've done, or shoot me an email.
Sure.
And we'll tell you as much as we possibly can. You know,
okay.
So, yeah. You know, we are absolutely working along. In the meantime, it is business as usual. So, basically, nothing has changed. I mean, our service team is still in place. Fifth Third, we are now, you know, in sort of an interim servicing period. So everything is still flowing through us.
All right. We
all of it. You don't have to worry about those guys. You don't have to have any contact, telephones. They're not there yet. We're still in place to handle all of this for you. So things like, you know, dealing with Visa, you know, we're going to get this thing resolved.
Okay.
I will tell you, I talked about those links on your website. By the way, I think I noticed that you don't have a third-party disclosure. You know,
okay.
On those links.
So let me go ahead and check that out.
Yeah, that is a compliance, audit compliance issue. So, and you know the type of disclosure I'm talking about. You know, you are now, you know, being transferred to a third party website. You know, we're not responsible for information there. You know, like press OK to proceed, or you know, press back to return to your, you know.
Okay.
So
you're just saying that some verbiage that you would recommend us adding to our online application.
To the hyperlink that you have to the online application, and the hyperlink that you have to managemycreditcard.com.
Okay.
So there, I don't. Let me see if I have some sample language. You know, it's pretty standard language that institutions use, and even other websites use. You know, when they're transferring you to, you know, a third party, somebody else's website.
Yeah.
You know, this is a notice. You know, if you want to proceed, go ahead. You know, but it's not ours. We don't own it, and we can't be responsible for, you know, whatever you find over there.
Okay, I'm taking a look at our website now just to verify what, in fact, we do need to have on our end.
Yeah, sometimes we refer to it, you know, well, we just call it the third-party disclaimer, or, you know, a speed bump, right, that slows you down as you're transferring to that other website. Yeah, I can probably, you know, send you some samples of that.
Yeah, that would be great. So on the processing side, are we still going to be working with Vantiv? Is the processor changing at all?
That service provider, you know, they are working to keep Vantiv in place. Do you have issues with Vantiv? Do you have, you know, feedback on them? Is that a concern to you in particular, or?
No, it's not a concern. It was just like we wanted to know if, you know, in this change with the bank, if there was going to be a change with the processor as well, if we're moving away from them.
No, they are right now, you know, finalizing some details on an agreement with Vantiv. And mm-hmm. then just and even behind Vantive is FDR, First Data, which is
okay.
kind of a big processing engine.
Right.
That, you know, so they're behind that, but really kind of front and center, kind of third-party processor here is Vantive.
Okay.
You know, today, we have a dedicated customer service team at Vantive. That piece, and here I'm speculating a little bit, that piece may move to TCM because they have an in-house customer
uh-huh.
which is co-located at their headquarters in Tampa, Florida. So, you know, so while, you know, we have wanted to have, you know, absolutely top-notch customer service, and we have paid for and we support a dedicated team that only works on, you know, Fifth Third Agent Bank, you know, issues at Vantive, they actually have an in-house team, you know, so who are TCM yeah. Bank employees, who are literally in the same building and all that. So, again, I'm speculating a little bit that piece could move. I'm not sure that it will.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, and it may not, you know, even if it's long-term, maybe they want to move it, maybe it's not going to move for a year or two. You know, who knows how long it would take them to, you know, make that transition. But,
okay.
you know, that's something about TCM. But Vantive, you know, I think that... who is your account manager? Is it Darren?
It's Darren.
Yeah, it's Darren. He's a Vantive employee.
Uh-huh.
And he has, you know, a peer. Her name is Rolanda. You know, they back each other up.
Okay.
I'm thinking that they're going to stay in place, likely to stay in place. And, of course, they know our customers very, very well.
Okay.
So I'm, you know, fingers crossed that they're going to stay in place. Again, that's kind of a detail that, you know, may not be nailed down. But, you know, I think the objective here is to keep things as same as possible, basically.
Sure.
And,
okay.
And that would be great. And just, anyway, for the foreseeable future, you know, hey, Darren is your service manager, you know, I'm the relationship person. I don't know if you ever dealt with Gus Pappas, who's my peer, who focuses more on underwriting applications, things like that. You know, Gus, he's still, you know, part of our team. Scott Wagner,
okay.
you know,
yeah.
still on board and leading the charge. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, that's where we stand right now. So
okay. All right, Suzanne. Another question that William has asked is just do you know if we have any, like, contractual obligations with Fifth Third that would, you know, prevent us from possibly using Vantive as, like, an onboarding resource for processing credit cards? Like, if we wanted to onboard our own customers and become, like, a processor.
Well, if you wanted to own your own portfolio?
Correct.
Then, well, no, there probably isn't any reason why you can't do that. There are a couple things to watch out for, though.
Okay.
One is, and you know, we would immediately look into the next renewal term, you know, for your agreement when that begins, because the agreement does not allow, you know, requires exclusivity. So,
okay.
you know, you could not contract, you know, at this point with another institution like ours and run mm-hmm. two programs at the same time. And
okay.
that, you know, if you're running your own program, that would be tantamount to having a program, you know, in-house. So, you know, you would not be able to do that. So it does require exclusivity. And
okay, so that is in place then currently that
yeah.
we would not be able to basically have our own credit card processing portfolio.
It would be well, considered, you know, another program, and it would
sure.
be a violation of the exclusivity clause. So,
okay.
you know, that would be a problem. But, you know, if you gave us a notice that you were not going to renew at your next term, and I'm trying to figure out what that is, and you've got a 120-day, you know, notice period, so you got to notify us at least 120 days before, you know, your next term would begin.
Okay.
And I think your terms, you know, basically start on October 1st, but I'm not sure where you stand in terms of renewal here. I just have to.
Okay.
Okay, so you have 3-year renewal terms. Let's just kind of calculate.
Okay.
One, So I think it's October 1st, 2018. I think that's your next renewal opportunity.
Got it. Okay, just something to think about.
Yeah, and also, you know, we don't provide for contract does not provide for early termination.
Okay.
But you know, so, you know, like you can't just walk away from the contract at any time.
Right.
You know, but, you know, if you are contemplating that, you know, that would be a discussion, you know, that we
sure.
And so, you know, there might be some penalty for you know, doing that, but, you know, you are in an active term, clearly. And, you know, with $120 a year, you'd have to give us,
we got a bonus to buy, like, $250,000.
Okay. Yeah, it was more of just a question that he was curious about, but, you know, I can definitely provide him with the detail that you've given me today, and, you know, we can reevaluate at that time to see what's best for the business, but, you know, that's years down the line, a couple years from now, so.
Yeah, you know, let me throw this out here, and I'm not an expert on this right now, but, you know, if that's what you're thinking about, you might want to have a conversation with TCM.
With TCM? Okay.
Yeah, with TCM. They have some capabilities that we don't have, and I don't know that, again, I don't know a lot of detail here. This isn't something that, you know, we're immediately talking about, but they have a program whereby, you know, partners can own their own portfolios.
Okay.
Where they, you know, own those receivables. I don't know to what extent, you know, they drive the underwriting criteria or anything else.
Sure.
But, you know, you might want to kind of get over the transition and then, you know, get to know these guys a little bit. But it's worth having a conversation with them at some point.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, I'll just, you know, leave it there again because I really don't have any detail. And it's pretty early in the game, and I don't know what they at this point.
Right. And then, I guess.
Be able to follow up on that, you know.
Yeah. Okay, well. You know, at this point, you guys are still managing the relationship with Visa, also managing our credit card portfolio, and Vantiv is basically servicing that as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
An extension of us, and again, that's very tight. You know, we have a dedicated customer service group. You know, we work really closely with them.
Yeah, they've been great. I have spoken with Darren on a few different occasions asking, you know, for him to just help us out with the credit card program, and he's been very responsive, so.
Great. Yeah, he's good, and, you know, he's able to do research. He can do research, you know, and he has tools to do research that I don't have access to.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, he is very skilled at that. He's a pleasure to work with.
Yeah. All right, and then at some point, are we going to be transitioned to having a rep at TCM too? That's something that's still to be determined, or.
Again, that's another detail that really isn't nailed down. I know that you know, our portfolio is pretty sizable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have to figure that they're gonna have to look at their resources.
Right.
And how we can digest this giant, and so. But again, you know, they've been over this ground before in terms of, you know, integrating portfolios and stuff. So, you know, they're good at it. And they know just what needs to be done. And I think it's mostly a matter of time. And, you know, we're on the path to making it all happen.
Okay. All right. And did you say that you would be able to send me some verbiage on the third-party disclosure?
Yeah.
Okay.
I will get something out to you. I'll try to get some examples out to you. It might not be till a little bit later today. I'm pretty booked up on meetings and things.
Yeah, I understand.
But sometimes Friday afternoon is the time to get those things done.
All right. Well, I do appreciate your time today, and thank you for just, you know, filling me in on this transition and, you know, what we have to look forward to. If I do have any other further questions, I'll be sure to reach out.
Great. Absolutely. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Suzanne.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.